The pride you experience when you build your own hunting bow is incredible. Experienced bow craftsman Ken Hain gives you a few tips on making your own bow.
Hi, my name is Ken Hain. I guess I wear a lot of different hats. I'm a teacher, I'm a husband, I'm a father, and I really love bow hunting, and part of bow hunting that's really added a lot of enjoyment to the sport for me is making my own bows. The bow I'm going to show you today is called a composite fiberglass laminated bows. You can make them long bows like this one, which is the kind that I enjoy the most. Or another type of glass laminated bow is this style, which is called a recurve. This one's a three-piece takedown. And then, of course, there's the more modern bows that most people like to shoot, the compounds. And my heart's in the long bows and the more traditional stuff. So I'm not going to tell you anything about making a compounds or anything like that. I don't really know very much about them. First of all, we're going to start today. I'm going to show you what you do here. If you can look here at this bow, you can see that you have a layer of fiberglass here. You can kind of think of this as a sandwich. It's a layer of fiberglass on top. Then you have three or four, however many wooden thin laminations you want. By the way, most of these wooden laminations are precision ground, and they'll taper, like this one here, is for every inch you run down the limb, it gets smaller by 0.002". Then the next one gets smaller by 0.015", and the next one 0.015", and then there's a parallelogram. And then you get to another layer of fiberglass. So you have a sandwich. You can think of this wood as the meat between the bread, which is the glass. Then the handle sections refer to the riser. This one's made out of Macassar ebony. And then you'll notice I've built up on the back of the bow here in the handle section with different layers of wood. This one here is ebony and maple. And the same way here on the belly of the bow, you can see the handle sections build up. And so how do you get one of these? Well, I guess the heart and soul of it is this baby right here. This is called the laminating press. And this is where you want to put all your energies, all your work in, because you can only have as good a bow as this is going to be glued up. We're not going to take the time to pull it all apart. But you just undo these nuts here at the bottom of these metal straps. Okay, the top half comes off, and then this sandwich fits right in here. As you can see, this is an air hose, a fire hose. On one end, it's not that end, it's the other end, we have a Schrader valve. That's the same thing that you have like on a bicycle tire. And you mix up your glue. You put all these components together inside the laminating press. Inflate this with air, and just pop, it sucks down in this press here, and it keeps everything to that form. So when it comes out of the form, the bow, it has these curves built in that you've put into it with your press. Of course, it comes out wide and rough and has glue all over it. And what you do with your glue when it's in this press and everything's glued together, then you just simply lift it up and put it into this big thing. Kind of looks like a coffin. As you can see, it has light bulbs. And it's wired in a series, and you'll notice this little doodad here is a thermostat. Okay, so you put your laminating press in the oven, close it, you plug it in, the light bulbs come on. And depending what temperature, I think I have mine set for 130 degrees, it builds up to 130, kicks the light bulbs off, maintains that temperature. When it falls down, then the thermostat kicks on again, lights the bulbs, and you keep your heat source. And I cure mine in this oven for about 8 hours. Then I take the press out of the oven, undo this, pull it all apart, and then I have a bow that's, here's what fiberglass looks like. It's very flexible and durable stuff. And then I have a template that I've made. And the template goes over here, simply trace on there, cut it out with a bandsaw, and then the rest is all handwork, done mainly with files in sandpaper and shaped until I come up with a bow like this. And then, of course, after it's sanded, then I letter it. I put my name on in the poundage, and I put a grip on. This particular one is from the hide of a snapping turtle, and it's sewed on a couple beads for decoration. Following the string grooves, make yourself a string, and you're ready to go hunting.